Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
The road of life, it may be tough and long, but the child of God will never have to walk a day alone. There's a special place where all God's children can bring Him all their care. And at the start and end of each day, I know I'll find Him there. I keep coming back to the place where I know He'll be, 'cause there's never a time He's not exactly just what I need. In the arms of my Savior, that's where I'll always find peace. So I keep coming back to the place I know He'll be when I fall on my knees. The Lord's an ever-present help, that's true. And no matter what you're facing, He'll be standing next to you. There's just something about the time you spend between you and the Lord. So I'll approach the throne of grace like all the times before. And I keep coming back to the place where I know He'll be, 'cause there's never a time He's not exactly just what I need. In the arms of my Savior, that's where I'll always find peace. So I keep coming back to the place I know He'll be when I fall on my knees. In the arms of my Savior, that's where I'll always find peace. So I keep coming back to the place I know He'll be when I fall on my knees.
We focus this week on Nimrod and the Antichrist out of Genesis chapter number 10. We've been looking at several different ideas, to several different thoughts. We've looked at Nimrod and his family. We've looked at Nimrod and his fame. We've looked at Nimrod and his founding. And we've looked at Nimrod and his failure. And we're going to be finishing up today speaking about those things. We give some scriptures about Nimrod, concerning Nimrod and his failure, where he began to develop the city of Babel and built the tower. And the Bible said that in Genesis 11, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found the plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. The scriptures are so clear. They keep saying, let us build, let us do these things, let us build a city who's top, let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the whole face of the earth. So the very one thing that they were trying to do was to stay together as a people, and God was asking them to disperse and to go out. And I believe that this Tower of Babel is connected to some form of worship. And so we're looking at those thoughts today. This will be part number four of the message as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. In ancient times, Babel at one time was called the Gate of God. But later,
Because of man's arrogance, it became a place of confusion. Anytime you take something that God has created and God's made and you turn it into your own promotion, I'm going to tell you something, it'll become a place of confusion in your life. Babel was a pointed rejection of God's instruction to replenish the earth. And so this rejection of God's instruction shows the example of corporate pride and willingness of man to do what he wants to do without following God's word. Look, I'm seeing this same thing creep into America. Have you noticed here lately? Now look, I love America. Amen. Praise God. I love America. I am an American. Amen. Thank the Lord. I mean, I'll die for America. But I don't like what I'm seeing. There's one system of government under the control of a certain group and another system of government under another group, and it's a confusion. It's this. That's what we're seeing in America. And what needs to happen is we need to go back to the foundation. We need to quit being like a bunch of Nimrods and trying to do it our way, and we need to give God full control again. Get the Bible back in schools. Amen. We need to get the Bible back in our homes. We need to get the Bible back in Congress. And we need to worship God and pray again in America. That's what we need, amen. We're a mess. We're a mess. And the only thing that's going to fix America is God. Well, we need to turn the tides, amen. Nimrod was trying to usurp authority above God. He was in pride and arrogance. He was trying to usurp his authority. He was trying to be the one in control. I'm going to tell you something. And don't be a bunch of Nimrods. Be what God's called you to be. Can I tell you something? God give you his word for a reason. And that word's settled forever whether you like it or not. Look here. Look, my job is not to change it. It's to change me. Amen. My job's not to change it. It is to change me, and it will, friend, if you'll let it change you. Someone said that Nimrod's efforts to build a kingdom of government was also connected to idol worship. This tower was their shrine of works. Look at what we've done. Look at what we've accomplished. That's an idol, friend. What do you think the Antichrist is going to do when he sets up his image there and he declares that anybody who sees this, you're going to have to bow and worship it? How's everybody in the whole world going to do it? How's everybody in the world going to know what time it is? How's everybody going to know? When you get your Amber Alert from the Antichrist, it's time. Now you're going to have to bow. They got you on camera. They're going to mark you too. You ain't going to be able to go buy or sell. They're going to put you under control. He's going to put you under his control. Just like Nimrod did. I'm telling you this morning, it's coming to a theater near you, friend. The world's being set up for it. Amen. It's being set up for it. And we're just sitting there waiting. What are we waiting on, preacher? We're waiting on that time when the Lord Jesus Christ shall return. Let me give you what Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 says, and we'll be finished this morning. Thank you for being attentive. The Bible says in verse 25, he shall speak great words against the most. We're talking about the Antichrist, the capital A Antichrist. He shall speak great words against the Most High. We're talking about God Almighty, amen. And shall wear out to the saints of the Most High. That's talking about the Jews right there. And think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into the hand until a time and times, and the dividing of time, and the judgment shall sit, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. And the king shall do according to his will, and shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. I want to remind you, it sounds like Nimrod this morning. I read this online. It said that Babylon was a mighty empire. And it's known that Babylon placed heavy burdens upon the Israelites. False worship and of non-existing gods and unethical practices drenched the streets of Babylon. While most look at Rome as the most powerful nation. Listen to this. Babylon also was mighty in his day. For the fall of Babylon to happen, it was so great that for the fall of Babylon to happen, there had to be divine intervention. In other words, it was so powerful that there was no government, there was no system, there was no man who could overthrow it. God had to intervene, and God had to give help to their enemies for it to be overthrown. Well, I want to tell you something, it was destroyed. Cyrus the Great went in from Persia. He went and destroyed Babylon in 530-something B.C. He destroyed Babylon. I want to tell you something, this system of the Antichrist, while it may come into effect, while it may come into power, don't ever forget this. God is still in control. And it would behoove you, friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it would behoove you today, amen, to get a friend above all friends. I would behoove you, listen, Jesus said this, you must be born again, amen. And for you to have help, for you to have peace, for you to have joy, the greatest thing in your life is for you to be saved by the grace of God. I want to challenge you, don't be a Nimrod. I'm not throwing that out there to be funny. I'm just saying, there's a realistic thing behind it. Nimrod, someone's going to say, my way's better than God's way. And I know that we've used it in fun and games and calling each other names, right? But I do believe this, there is a system that's in place right now. You can't prepare for everything, but you can prepare for eternity. Amen. And preparing for eternity is going to help you to be prepared for everything. So if you just give your heart and life to Jesus, friend, look here, what you need to do is turn your life over in full control. How many's ever let somebody drive their car? It's a scary thing, amen, right? It's pretty scary at times, depending on who you get to drive. How many of you guys are control freaks and you ain't going to let nobody drive your car? Amen. Like a couple people, amen. I'm kind of like that, amen. But you ever get you a good driver that knows what they're doing, listen to me. You can sit over there in that passenger seat and you can rest. You can sleep. You can relax. My wife's not in here this morning. But when we leave Fletcher, North Carolina, my wife sometimes don't even wake up until we get to our destination, amen. She trusts me to get us there. What I'm saying to you, you need to trust God that way. Trust Him in such a way that where you can rest on the journey. You can rest on the journey. You can have help on the journey. Brother Victor, what would we have done had it not been for the great help of God? But we can rest and know that while we can't make it all line up, God can, amen. And that's why it's important not to be a Nimrod. Not to be somebody that's full of pride and arrogance. Be somebody that's willing to say, God, I don't have a plan, but I'm waiting on you to give me one. God will use you mightily for His glory. Amen. Hope that's a blessing. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Your mercy. God, how awesome it's been this morning to be here. We do love You. We thank You for Your people. God, we pray that You just use us now for Your glory and Your honor. If there's anybody lost here this morning, I pray, God, that You'd convict their heart, help them to become saved before the day's up. Amen. And they get right with You and that they know that they know that they know that they've been saved and been ready to go meet Jesus in the air. We do love You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.